From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The federal government will not be opening a facility to house migrant children in Georgia after all. This after initially considering the state, as GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Fort Benning near Columbus was one of several potential sites that federal officials toured last week in the search for more space to house unaccompanied migrant children. The Office of Refugee Resettlement says it will instead send those children to an Army base in Oklahoma. Existing shelters are still struggling to deal with an influx of immigrants at the southern border. The new facility at Fort Still will be capable of holding 1,400 kids. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Flights between Macon and Washington, D.C. will continue for several more years. The Middle Georgia Regional Airport and Contour Airlines have been approved for a federal essential air service grant to extend through 2023. The airport saw nearly 14,000 people fly out through Contour last year. Chris Floor is with the Macon-Bibb County government, and he says now the airline is looking to add another route.
The numbers have been so great, they see a strong market for air service here.
The Macon-Bibb County Commission will vote next week to extend the service with Contour. The Atlanta Braves beat the Pittsburgh Pirates last night. Final score 7-5. The Braves hitters, they showed their power, belting 5 home runs in the game. Atlanta and Philly are now tied for first place in the division with 38 wins and 29 losses. The Braves and Pirates will continue their series tonight. The first pitch is scheduled for 7:20. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org. That's where we're live streaming as well.